Nisha McCrae got sick with COVID in 2020 and never fully recovered.
It seemed every 3 to 6 months, a new symptom decided to pop up and made the last couple of months seem like a cakewalk.
The 32-year-old used to work long days as head of an education nonprofit. She ran marathons. Now she works part-time, and a 20-minute walk is a victory. McCrae says she still has trouble breathing, moving, and thinking clearly. It takes her hours to wake up and get ready for the day. Even simple tasks can feel like too much.
When you say you're fatigued, it's not just, oh, I can get over it if I take a nap. It's, I can't even brew a cup of coffee that's just a K-pod without destroying 6 hours worth of energy.
Those struggles are familiar to Dr. Lisa Celine. She has chronic fatigue syndrome. Celine says when it flares up, she can barely walk or talk or even get out of bed. It's scary, and recovery takes time.
With every severe episode that I've had, I do feel like the walking dead, and I do feel like I've come back basically from being dead each time.
Celine says she has lived with chronic fatigue for 47 years. She's a researcher now, studying the immune system in a ninth-floor laboratory at UMass Chan Medical School.
This is all part of our lab, walking through here. All our junk. All our equipment. And then this is the tissue culture room.
A couple years ago, Celine analyzed a sample of her own blood and discovered some immune cells behaving strangely.
My T cells look a mess.
The cells were exhausted from working too hard, making them less able to fight viruses. More recently, Celine looked at the blood of long COVID patients and saw the same kind of immune cell response. She thinks overactive T cells are causing her disease and long COVID. She's trying to get more funding to expand her research.
What motivates me to keep going is that I think I know the answer now. And I really, sincerely, do not want other people to have the life I've had.
Chronic fatigue syndrome affects up to 2.5 million Americans, according to the Institute of Medicine, but most of them have never been diagnosed. Experts and patient advocates say that's because the disease is poorly understood. Doctors often attribute symptoms to a mental health condition like depression. Dr. David Systrom is a lung specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital who sees patients with chronic fatigue or myalgic encephalomyelitis. That's ME-CFS for short.
ME-CFS research was definitely viewed by many as fringe and perhaps, you know, addressing a problem that didn't exist.
But it's gaining new respect as doctors see the connection to long COVID. Both diseases appear to start with a viral infection the body doesn't fully recover from, and both cause debilitating fatigue, brain fog, and periods of malaise after too much exertion. Systrom has been testing how patients with chronic fatigue and long COVID respond to exercise, and he's seeing the same blood flow problems in both groups.
For the most part, they are identical.
He says doctors are beginning to use some of the same drugs to treat both conditions. Long COVID affects up to 27 million Americans, according to the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, and that number is likely to grow as new infections continue. Congress has authorized more than $1 billion for long COVID research, but Systrom says deciding what to study is a challenge for a disease that affects so many parts of the body in so many ways.
It makes it incredibly complicated to study. So not everybody in the room agrees on the diagnosis, and therefore it makes it harder to do proper clinical trials.
The goal is to treat long COVID patients early, before some of them end up like chronic fatigue patients, struggling with their symptoms for years. For Nisha McCrae, long COVID feels like a bad relationship she can't seem to shake. But she's optimistic as she learns of the new research.
We're finally seeing the world's attention to one problem, creating warp speed solutions that we can test and figure out how to relieve suffering.
COVID and chronic fatigue patients desperate to feel better may have reason for new hope. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Priyanka Dayal McCluskey.